From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In just 3 days, Iraq will hold its first contested election in more than 50 years. Iraqis who go to the polls will pick a national assembly from 111 political slates, including more than 7,000 candidates. Many political parties and their platforms are not well known, and because of the risk to candidates' lives, there's only limited campaigning in Baghdad and other areas. NPR's Emily Harris was able to find one party whose leaders are out pressing the flesh.
9 members of Iraq's Communist Party are riding through Baghdad in a minivan that's seen better days. This is the last vehicle in a convoy of 5, all decked out in party posters. Party members are singing along with a campaign song. After changing routes because a road is blocked by American Humvees, party members hop out in a middle-class neighborhood that sees little violence. From a pickup truck with loudspeakers, the message booms. My beloved people, in order to have a country of law and true democratic establishments, vote for the slate People's Unity, number 324. As this unusual campaign appearance unfolds, knots of men stand and gape, and little kids come running up, begging for free copies of the party newspaper. 5 members of this slate have been killed so far, but campaign manager Saula Mahadi, handing out flyers and chocolate, says he's not afraid.
Let's consider it a sacrifice for this country. The party must sacrifice. It's a small thing to give for the country.
Like the leading Shiite parties, Iraq's communists were killed and driven underground by Saddam. Now out in public, they promise voters electricity and jobs. Taxpayer-funded American democracy-building organizations are quietly helping parties, including the communists, develop and spread their messages. An advisor to one who won't let her or her organization's name be used says Iraq's parties have come a long way since a workshop last year, when all 20 parties attending said they stood for unity, freedom, and democracy.
And at the end of that session, I asked them a very pointed question. If that's true, why should I vote? Why would anyone vote if you all agree on the exact same thing?
Even now, many of the 111 slates on the national ballot have similar names. The government TV network has offered 10 minutes of free airtime to each. But to use it, the party representatives are forced to follow a formula: sit in front of the party logo and state the party platform. 4 lucky candidates were invited to a more freewheeling discussion this week on Iraq's popular radio Dijla. Candidates took calls and repeated their party's identifying numbers on the ballot. But almost every commercial break started with a paid ad for current Prime Minister Ayad Alawi. This irritated independent candidate, Dr. Abid Jassim Al-Saidi, who says the two slates expected to do best on Sunday, Alawi's and a more religious Shiite slate, have unfair advantages.
Those lists, one of them from the government, they use power, they use money, they use police, they use soldier for their campaign, you know, and other they use religions and money.
Alawi recently promised bonuses to government employees and retirees, tying it to last week's Muslim holiday. His government has also recently announced the capture of several high-level insurgents, although some were arrested last month. One question on Sunday: will any of this campaigning pay off? People waiting in a long gas line in Baghdad today weren't very aware of specific campaign efforts. Among those planning to vote, one man said he based his choice on what he'd heard at his mosque. Another was going to vote for a Chaldean Christian slate. He knew no names or party promises, but he is a Chaldean Christian. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.